Freddy, or How the Rhinoceros Got His Horn. Long ago in Africa, a little to the east, lived a rhinoceros, a fearsome, angry beast. Short-sighted, large and heavy, Freddy had no horn. It wasn't that he lost it, that's how he was born. For all rhinoceroses used to be like that, without a horn or humor, cranky, gruff, and fat. Now the other animals lived in packs and herds, prides if they were lions, or flocks if they were birds. Freddy, though, was different. He lived all by himself.
"That's the way I like it. Just me and no one else."
Freddy used to spend his days hiding in the grass and charging anyone who happened to walk past. Zebras on migration, the leopard on the prowl, the chattering chimpanzee and preening guinea fowl were all fair game to Freddy. Favorites he had none. He just enjoyed sending them back to kingdom come. With broken bones and trampled tails and dislocated backs, no one had escaped Freddy's furious attacks. It all came to a head, as things so often do, when you least expect it, like rain in Timbuktu. For months the blazing sun had eaten up the sky, bled the juices from the earth, sucked the rivers dry. The air was thick and dull as if it had been cursed, and every living thing was crying out with thirst. It seemed to them that fate was out of their control. Their one last hope was the fabled watering hole.
"It's east, northeast, northeast,"
sniffed the jostling warthogs.
"No, it's west, 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 west,"
yipped the prairie dogs.
"Will someone make their mind up?"
said the nervous deer, which were doing all they could not to show their fear of the leopards, lions, and panting cheetahs.
"And please do it quickly before those cats eat us."
"I see it,"
shrieked the vulture.
"It's down in the south."
"Then what are we waiting for?"
cried every dry mouth. Caring not for safety, for comfort, or for food, they went alone, in herds, mothers and their broods. They scampered, they scrambled, they surged and they scurried, they hightailed and hastened, hot-footed and hurried, but they'd come too far now to make a mistake. So they screeched to a halt by that life-saving lake.
"Boom, boom, 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 boom,"
rose the bubbles of the hippos in the deep, while the sun-baked crocodiles smiled in their sleep. Would it be safe to drink? Was it safe to go in? Everybody wanted to, but who would begin? Still, water, precious water, was what they desired. Just to drink their fill until, so bloated and tired, they would sprawl on the bank, their bellies distended, restoring their strength to what nature intended. So with ears pricked up and a few furtive glances, dispensing with caution and seizing their chances, they lowered their heads to the brown, murky pool. And extending their tongues, they did lap and drool as fast as they could and for all they were worth. It was paradise, Eden, heaven on earth. When suddenly there came a terrible shaking. The trees bent and trembled. The earth began quaking.
"It's Freddy!"
someone shouted.
"Get out while you can!"
Their thirst was forgotten as everybody ran. Water churned, mud flew, dust clouds filled the air as panic and terror spread their cloak everywhere. A leopard lost his spots, a zebra his stripes. That's how we got horses and other such types. Face down fell the ostrich as though he were dead, hoping 2 tons of rhino wouldn't step on his head. A crocodile innocently opened its jaws and swallowed 2 deer, a tail and some paws, when Freddy burst through and with casual abandon broke Flamingo's one good leg that he had to stand on. It lasted a minute, perhaps two, maybe three. But some buffalo kept running right into the sea. A call was sent out to the forests and mountains, the rivers, savannas, the gullies and fountains.